We build a lot of buildings in this state. It's one of the things we do. And every year the legislature gives more money to help build buildings. Again, I joke that I should be driving around with a giant pair of scissors in my car, because I get to go to a lot of ribbon cuttings. And a year from now, we're going to be back here cutting a ribbon in front of a gorgeous new building. You can see a picture of what it's going to look like right there. And it's going to be incredible, and we're going to be very proud, and the architecture is going to be first rate, and the grounds are going to be just incredible. And we're all going to pat each other on the back, and we should, because we're working on this project together, and it's a really big deal. And I'm here to tell you that none of that matters at all. What matters are the people that are going to be going through that front door. The women who are coming from domestic violence, who are struggling with addiction, who have lost their families, who have lost all hope, and this is their last chance. That's what this is all about. It's about them. Just yesterday, a friend of mine who works for the Department of Workforce Services and has been spending time down in the Rio Grande area, he shared a story on social media about a young man and his wife who came looking for his mom. His mom, who we hadn't seen for a long, long time, not knowing where she was, not knowing if she was still alive, not knowing anything about it. And he went down and he said, "Is there any chance that my mom is here?" Because of the new record keeping that we're doing in that area, they were able to log in. They found her. They sent the law enforcement in to go through and see if they could find where she was. And about 15 minutes later, they found her and she walked out. And he described the tears of joy of this young man finding his mom. She was struggling, obviously, or she wouldn't be there. But as they were reunited, the tears of joy, they were able to take her away from that place and take her home with them to help her get what she needed to get back on her feet, to regain that hope and that spark, and to see that family reunion happen made it all worth it for him, and I hope it makes it all worth it for us. Look, I'm really excited about the women that are going to be coming into this place, but I'm much more excited for the day when it will be empty and no one will be coming through the doors, because we've invested in keeping people from becoming homeless in the first place, which is where we want to spend most of our time. But knowing that when they do, that when they're here, that it's brief, and that we get them out, we get them the tools they need, and we get them back on their feet. I know that's why you do what you do. I know that's why the King family has donated so much of their personal wealth to help other people. I know it's why we're all here this morning, and I hope we never lose sight of that. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your donations. But most importantly, thank you for your compassion, for caring about the most vulnerable amongst us. And may God bless us all as we strive to lift those in need. Thank you.